我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Our children are dismissed to Sunday school.
小孩子可以去逐日学。
I will give the following time to Kim.
我们把时间交给 Kim 来介绍讲员。
Okay, this morning we are glad to have Pastor Anton Hoffman with us this morning. For those who have been coming to our church like 15, 20 years back, possibly you recognize Pastor Hoffman. Actually, he was our guest speaker for quite a few times about many years back when we didn't have a pastor. But he was involved in a project to South Africa, so he went to South Africa for a couple of years, and after that he became a pastor in a church in Missouri. But then recently, he and his wife just moved back to Santa Barbara and settled down in here again. So 今天早上我们非常高兴，我们有这个哈粉牧师在我们当中。如果你们在我们教会聚会有15-20年以上的话，可能你们都会记得哈粉牧师。他以前我们还没有牧师之前啊，哈粉牧师就常常来帮助我们。就是很多年前，他跟他太太有一个呼召，都去到这个南非有2-3年的时间参加一个宣教的活动，之后他们的去这个 Missouri St. Louis 的地方有十几年牧会的机会，他们刚刚这个暑假就从 Missouri 退休回来，都定居在 Santa Barbara 这个地方，所以把时间就交给何斐牧师，请王敏弟兄帮我们做翻译。 So give the time over to Pastor Hoffman and then give the time to 王敏 to help the translation. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My heart is filled with joy to be among you again.
早安，我是带着满有的喜乐在大家当中。
I have many happy memories of being in fellowship with you 15 years ago.
很多年以前我和大家在一起聚会的这些美好的记忆仍然在我的头脑中。
At that time, the church was of particular help to us.
在那个时候，教会也对我们非常有帮助。
My wife and I were involved in starting an orphanage in Johannesburg.
我们一起参与一个孤儿院的施工。
And the elders of this church very kindly helped us process donations to the orphanage in Johannesburg.
那我们在 Johannesburg 的这个孤儿院呢，我们教会也给提供了很多的募捐。
So I have a very grateful heart towards you.
我有非常对你们来说非常一颗感恩的心。
And it was so wonderful to sing in English and then in Chinese. I felt this is really what heaven is going to be like.
我觉得很美妙，听几句英文又听几句中文，我觉得是不是在天堂上也就应该这种情形
？Where we will all be one in Christ and we'll all fellowship together at His feet.
当然，我们都盼望在主耶稣基督里面，我们永远有这样的团契。
I have a longer scripture reading this morning.
我今天早上要给大家读的经文是比你们刚才读的要长一些。
But before we turn to God's word, let us pray together.
让我们来到神的话语面前之前的时候，我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, to hear your word requires great responsibility.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们意识到我们的担子和我们的责任。
May your majesty overwhelm us.
求你的大能来充满我们。
May it subdue our hearts and our thoughts and bring everything into captivity to Jesus our Lord.
所以我们能降服在你面前，不管是我们的思念、我们的情绪，都能被囚在、都被关在你所给我们的旨意中。
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们赞美主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
The sermon this morning is really about suffering.
我们今天要读的经文是跟苦难有关。
And the apostle addresses that fully in Romans chapter 8.
我所读的经文都是在罗马书的第八章。
So verse 18 says,
第八章的第十八节是这样说道。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly.As we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
不但如此，就是我们这些圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees?
我们得救是在乎盼望。只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？
But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings.Too deep for words.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，这样爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
I'm going to repeat that verse because it's so important. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good.For those who are called according to his purpose.
这句经文非常重要，所以我要来重复一遍。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that we might be the firstborn among many brothers.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效仿他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
既然是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。Sorry.
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身裸体吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long.We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present,Nor things to come, nor powers.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱。是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
May God grant understanding of His word to our hearts today.
求神帮助我们，让我们能有一颗理解他话语的心。
Earlier this year, my 18-year-old granddaughter hovered on the brink of death for about 4 weeks.
就今年早些时候的时候，我的其中的一个孙女或者外孙女曾经。得了一个非常重的病，后来去世。
A cyst on her ovary ruptured, and the poison flooded her whole body.
那她的整个身体也是，就是整个的身体有受到毒害，然后I didn't quite get your last.
So she had a cyst on her ovary, and it broke burst.It took 6 weeks to overcome the poison in her system.
她用了花了六个时间六周的时间来把这个问就是把这个毒才排掉。
And I spent 8 terrible days in the ICU.Watching and hoping and praying.
我在那个重症监护室花了很多的时间照看他，同时也为他祷告。
And my wife Shando, who's here, spent all 6 weeks there.
我的太太也花了六周的时间。
When that happens, as many of you know, the devil has got.Many things to say to you.
我相信你们都知道，当这样的事情发生的时候，
you question your faith, you fear for your loved one, you feel your helplessness, and prayer seems very distant. God seems very distant in prayer.
在这样的时候，魔鬼就会来问你问题，问很多关于神还爱不爱你，然后你觉得你的祷告也是没有希望的。
You watch the monitors and hear the sounds of all the alarms going off, and every technician and doctor and nurse who comes in, heightens your fear and your anxiety.
So 那时候你就觉得神好像很远离你，特别你看到医疗人员们、护士、医生们进进出出，各种仪器发出的声音，你就觉得有一种无望。
And you ask these sort of questions: Does God, the devil suggests to you these sort of questions? Does God really love you?
这时候魔鬼就会来问你这样的问题：神真的爱你吗？
And he sneers, so this is how God treats his children.
他会说神就是这样对待他孩子的吗？
Where is God when you need him?
当你需要神的时候神在哪儿？
Why is this necessary?
为什么这个苦难是必须的？
And then this one is particularly hurtful. He says, your feeble faith is obviously lacking since God has obviously deserted you.
然后你会听到最后他的声音是说你的信心是这么软弱 你配得上神的救恩吗
And you end up wondering, am I a true believer?
这时候你就会来质疑自己我是一个真的基督徒吗
So all suffering impacts us very deeply and adversely.
所有 的苦难都会在非常大的程度上影响到我们的生活。
Here is what one non-believer said. I lost my faith in God when I lost my daughter to cancer, the beast.
这是一个不信神的人曾经说过的这句话，说我对神没有任何的信心，当我的女儿因得癌症去世的时候。
I begged, I cried, I offered my life for hers, and day by day,I watched that beautiful little angel slip off.
我曾经祈求，我哭泣过，我也向神说用我的命来换他的命，但是我看到这样一个美丽的天使就从我的身边划过。
So excuse me for not taking a seat next to you on Sunday in church. I feel too cheated to worship.
所以他说我。请神你原谅我我没有在主日的时候来到教会在坐在你的旁边因为我觉得我是被欺骗了。
So suffering is a major problem for everyone who suffers.
苦难是对于每一个经历苦难的人的一个很大的问题。
And here in Romans 8, the apostle addresses it directly.
在罗马书的八章，保罗是这样直接来。
So as we read through Romans, we get to know about the gospel and our wonderful faith in Christ.
我们来到这个罗马书的时候，我们再次来思考耶稣基督给我们带来的福音。
And Romans chapter 8 is full of the Holy Spirit's ministry to us.
那罗马书的第八章就讲到说，这个圣灵如何在我们生命中工作。
And as we read verse 16, you will feel the Spirit lifting you like an eagle with each statement as it unfolds.
所以你当来到八章的十六节的时候，你觉得读这节经文的时候，就像圣灵使你就像一个鹰把你带上去，使你重新得力。
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
所以我们就是神的后裔，是基督同作神的后裔。
And we revel in that great news and in the testimony of the Holy Spirit to our hearts.
所以我们就在与圣灵同证的心与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女我们充满了喜乐。
But the verse goes on, you see, it doesn't end there. I've got to read the last part of the verse.
然后当你接着往下读经文的时候我来到我要读的最后一部分是。
Provided we suffer with him, in order that we also may be glorified with him.
他说，如果我们同他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So suffering then, just reflecting on my experience in the ICU and on the scripture that we read.
那我们讨论想思考苦难的时候，就像我刚才刚跟你讲过的故事，我的孙女在重症病号重症病时，以及刚才我们读过的经文。
So the apostle says suffering fills us with fear.
保罗讲到说，苦难使我们充满了恐惧。
It makes us groan inwardly and even outwardly we groan.
有的时候像要我们苦叹，从内在的或者甚至是外在的。
We feel we are entirely helpless. What can we do about it?
我们感到我们自己是无望的。
It makes praying very difficult, if not impossible.
这样的话就是你的祷告变成非常没有可能或者非常困难。
And just to underscore it all, the apostle says, many are killed like sheep.
如果我来强调保罗这里教导我们的重点的话，我们就像被宰杀的羊。
So, let me get this straight. The apostle says all that works for good.
这里我们就看到说，接着保罗告诉我们说，万事都互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
I am in a perfect storm with monstrous waves breaking over my vessel.
我就像是说在一个风暴里的船，那怪物们呢已经把我笼罩了。
Monsoon winds and rain are battering the ship.
那所有的风暴雨都在击打在船上。
It's leaking.
船也开始漏水。
The engine has failed.
这个发动机也坏掉。
And all communication is gone.
对外的通讯已经失联。
And the apostle says this is all working for good.
然后保罗告诉你说，万事都互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。这是益处。
Don't you want to get a double-barrel shotgun and fire a barrel at him?
你是不是想说，现在我拿出一条枪来，就向他开一枪。
And shouldn't he say, we know that in all these things,It is not for good.
我们应该会说，所发生的这一切都不是有益处。
So there's a problem with the statement, isn't there?
你会想到说，保罗在这说些什么？他的说法是不是有问题？
Some people add these words, all things work together for good, for the good of those who love God.
当然这里我们的关键就是说，万事都互相效力，为爱神的人，向爱神的人有益处。
Now that really adds a whole lot, but it's also got problems.
你听起来好像就把问题解决了，但是新的问题也来了。
Is God's working for good dependent on my love for Him?
如果神要向万事互相效力的话，是取决于我们首先要爱他吗？
Look at my report card of love for God.
他是不是？会看我的报告，看看我到底多爱他。
You don't know me, so maybe you think I'll give him an A plus.
你会说可能神给我在这个上面打分是 A plus.
But my wife sitting there, and she knows me very well. She might give me a C minus.
Yeah, 但是我的妻子对我非常了解，也可能她给我在爱神的程度上的打分只是 C。
And when I listen to the conversation that goes on inside of my head and examine my heart, I know I am like the wretched man in Romans 7.
所以我当去思考所有这些问题的时候，我会想到，哎，我是不是就像罗马书第七章里讲到那个妇人？
Because I often think and sometimes do things that I know I should not think and do.
我经常会想一些事情。我知道我不应该去想，也不应该去做的事情。
And I often do not think and do not do the things I know I should be doing.
我经常不去想，也不去做我本应该想和本应该做的事情。
So my love for God is very poor and very weak.
所以我的结论是说，我对上帝的爱的话是非常弱的，是非常不好的。
So we've got to go further and we've got to read this statement in the next verse.
那我们接下来读。我们接着读下一句，就会帮助我们来看。
God works together all things together for good to them who love him, to them who are called according to his purpose.
所以他接下来的解释说，叫爱神的人得益处，那这个爱神的人是，就是按照他旨意被召的人。
And he says the purpose is that you may be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many.
那神这里面旨意被召的人说他的旨意就是预先定下效仿他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多兄弟中做长子。
And he links our suffering to the suffering of Christ, and then he links our suffering to glory as in the glory of Christ.
所以他首先是把我们的痛苦连接于耶稣基督所受的痛苦，然后呢，把这个痛苦呢，再连接于我们所得的荣耀，特别是借着耶稣基督所得的荣耀。
Now the word order in Greek is not the same as in English. I'm not sure about Chinese. But in English, my sentences make sense to you because I'm following a certain word order.
我知道说在希腊文里面的话，句子的结构呢，词的顺序是跟英文不一样的。而我不知道这个中文是不是也有这样的情形。
The Greek language in which this was written doesn't follow word order. A sentence is structured so that what is first in the sentence is very important, and then comes all the stuff that makes it important, and then the last sentence is the other very important, the last phrase in the sentence is the other very important part of it.
那在希腊语言里面的话呢，它不按照我们知道的句意的这样的词的顺序来排，它首先来的第一个词呢是最重要的，那接下来呢的重要性减低，那来到最后一个词的时候呢，也是最重要的其中的一个。
So here's the order in the Greek language. Give us the next slide, please. Thank you.
那这个如果我们看这句话在希腊文的顺序的话，就是现在你在屏幕上看的这样一个顺序。
We know, says the apostle.
这里面保罗说，我们知道。
First in the sentence as an umbrella for all of our thinking about suffering, and I'm going to come back to this in the conclusion.
当然对于这句话的解释我会也再回来。
We know, moreover, for those who love God, all things work for good to them who according to purpose are called.
所以他的顺序是我们知道对那些爱神的来说万事都互相效力，为了得益处，是让他们得益处。这些得益处的人是按照神的旨意被召的。
So we know something, and we are called to the knowledge and the experience of the thing we know.
我们知道一些事情，然后我们就对所知道的事情是因着被召的缘故所了解。
So the apostle expands the knowledge of God with these words in verse 29.
所以使徒保罗的话就接着为这句话所富有的意义在接下来的二十九节来做解释。
Those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效仿他儿子的模样。
In order that, here's the purpose coming out, in order that he might be the firstborn among many,
所以因为那样的缘故，就使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And here's what we know, those whom he predestined, he called, and those whom called, he justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
所以预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So that is part of the reassurance that we have when we suffer.
这就是我们从神那儿得到的一种确据，即使我们在苦难中的时候。
And you no doubt have struggled with those ideas of predestination and calling.
我曾经为理解预定论和这个神的旨意曾挣扎过。
And for many people, they are unhappy thoughts.
对于很多人来说，像那些不愉快的想法。
But here's a simple way to think about it that will reassure you.
那我想大家要想获得确据的话，我用一个例子来向大家说明。
Back in St. Louis, our church built a new campus.
我们在圣路易斯的时候，我们的新教会就是有这样一个建筑。
And the architect came in and he drew designs according to his foreknowledge.
那这个设计师呢来了以后，他在给我们测试，在给我们教会设计的时候，他是根据自己预先的知识来做这件事情。
So there were probably 50 conferences where he gained knowledge of what we wanted.
他跟我们一起讨论了差不多开了50次会，然后他对会众的想法就有一个了解。
What was our mission? What were the requirements of space that were needed? What was the flow of people through the building?
他知道我们的使命是什么，他知道我们的要求，知道我们人员的成分以及我们在走动的时候的这些需要。
And with all of that in mind, he drew the blueprints which would be used for the building.
介于那些获得的信息的话，他画下了这个建筑的这个蓝图。
So really, you want an architect who knows everything.
所以你需要这个建筑设计师事先知道很多事情。
He would have looked at 500-year weather patterns. I'm sure he was aware that the biggest earthquake in the USA happened in 1812, just south of St. Louis.
他会甚至走到很远的去历史中去看，跟这个地区有关的，比如说曾经在很早之前发生的地震。
He was aware of the tornadoes that were going to hit that hit St. Louis every year and just flatten whole neighborhoods.
那他也知道在圣路易斯这个地方龙卷风是非常常见的，每年都会把这个很多的房子卷走。
With all that, he designed our campus.
因为就以这个事先知道的所有的知识，他设计了我们整个的教会的这个建筑。
Or you may say he predestined the buildings.
所以我们可以说上帝就是预定了他这样的能力。
And ideally, when the building was built, we would want him to be omnipresent, to be there to oversee every detail of the building.
当这个建筑物开始被建的时候呢，我们希望他出现在建筑的场合，能看到整个建筑过程中的细节。
And then using his foreknowledge and the predestined plans, he called the whole thing into existence.
然后借着他预先的知识以及所预定的，他能把这个计划全部的实现。
Now God is the architect of our salvation.
神就是我们拯救中的这位建筑设计师。
And what he has got in mind is that we should be conformed to the image of Christ.
他的心意是说我们要效仿耶稣基督的样式。
And as he sets about conforming us, I'm going to tell you a story about Michelangelo.
我要在讲说神他的心意是让我们效仿耶稣基督的样式的时候，我给你们讲一个米开朗基罗的故事。
Michelangelo built, next slide, bought a block of damaged marble.
A
big block of marble that was damaged.
米开朗基罗有一次在去雕刻之前，他有一块大理石在他的前面。
The first person who bought the block worked without foreknowledge.
那这个把这个东西拿过来的人，首先他有一些对于这个材料的知识。
He chipped away and he carved and he actually carved a hole right through the marble.
Yeah, 他必须要打和磨，甚至在这个整个材料上去雕刻。
And nobody would look at this block of marble.
有这个在这样的一个时刻，没有人会愿意来看这样一个模型。
But Michelangelo looked at it and he saw something in the marble.
那这个时候，米开朗基罗来到这块这个粗糙的这种模板前。然后他从中看到了一些东西。
He studied it, he measured it, he made a little wax model, miniature wax model of what he thought would emerge from the marble.
他花了一点时间来研究它，然后也做了一些测量，然后他用蜡制了一个小模型。
And then people laughed at him when he said, "I will buy that block of marble."
当时他说我要把这个雕刻成一幅塑像的时候，别人都在嘲笑他。
And this is what he said in the next slide.I saw the angel in the marble, and I carved until I set him free.
所以米开朗基罗这样说，他说我在那块大理石里面看见了天使，然后呢， 我是直到让他得自由释放的时候，我才把他雕刻出来。
With hammer and chisel, he chipped away. With sandpaper, he sanded, and what emerged was that marvelous statue, the David.
那他之所以他所说的这段话，就是跟他最终所做出的一个结品，就大卫的那个雕像是有关系的。
So God is at work, producing Jesus in us.
神在做他的工，他把耶稣基督把耶稣基督赐给我们。
And many things go wrong with the plan.
很多事情可能会跟你的计划有误。
If you're anything like me, there are times when I disobey His voice and abandon His plan.
比如说以我自己为例子，如果我就违背上帝的声音，以及他让我去执行的旨意。
There are times when circumstances like my granddaughter's illness or even worse things happen, and those can disrupt God's plan.
那我们所在生活的环境中有很多。周遭的环境也会影响到我们去执行神的计划，就像我前面举例说我孙女的这个病情。
And the devil may interrupt his plans in very serious ways as well.
魔鬼也会用各种的办法来阻止你来实行这样的神的计划。
But you see, God built with foreknowledge, and He predestined something, and that's not going to interfere with the end product.
但是神有预先的知道，而且他也是在预定中已经决定了结果，所以这个跟最后的结果周遭的这种魔鬼的这种影响都是没有关系的。
So the apostle says, "We know, remember, we know that in everything God is at work according to His purpose, and we are called to that purpose based on the knowledge of God."
所以使徒保罗在这里强调说，我们知道神的旨意，那我们也是通过神所赋予我们的能力的这种预先的知识，我们能知道神要我们做的所实行的计划。
So you can think of it like this: there was a very bad tornado that flattened the city of Joplin near to St. Louis where we lived.
在圣路易斯不远的一个地方，也叫 Joplin 的这样一个城市。那龙卷风呢，就把这个整个城市给摧毁了。
This is what Joplin looked like after the tornado.
那这是 Joplin 这个城市在龙卷风过后所留下的一片残迹。
Six miles long and half a mile wide, everything was flattened and destroyed.
在一个六公里长、半英里宽的这样一块地方的时候，所有的地面上所有的东西都被龙卷风给摧毁了。
Now imagine.That tornado in Kirkwood, where we lived and built the new building.
你设想一下说，如果这个龙卷风是击中了我们刚才讲到的教会所建的新的建筑物的话。
And standing in the middle of that sort of devastation is this building that the architect designed to withstand the tornado.
如果你是站在这样一片废墟里面，但是你是站在一个这个废墟里面唯有存在的这样一个教会的建筑物的时候。你会想到说上帝的预定的伟大。
So the windows are blown out and parts of the roof are torn off, but in the basement against the very sturdy wall, there are clustered people who are safe.
尽管这个房屋受了一些损害，但是在房屋里面你会看到，就围绕着一个建筑的最基础的部分，有这些在这个建筑中受到保护的人们。
And then people in the community come by and say, help. And because the building is still there, help is available.
所以当社区的人需要帮助的时候，因为他们看到教会的这个建筑还在，所以他们就因此而得到帮助。
Who gets the glory?
那谁来得荣耀呢？
Everybody will say, who was the architect?
很多人当时问的问题是说，谁设计了这个建筑？
And they will want to hire the architect when they rebuild Joplin.
所以当这个 Joplin 这个城市要想重建这个城市的时候，他们想去找我们教会那个建筑设计师，想希望他帮重建。
And so it is that we've got to think theologically and not psychologically.
所以我这里提醒大家是说，我们在这件事上要从神学的角度去思考，而不仅仅是从心理学的角度去思考。
Psychologically, I'm focused on myself.
从心理的一个角度的话，我们常常会关注我们自己。
But I must think theologically and focus on God.
如果我们是从神学的角度去思考问题的话，我们关注的是上帝。
And I know it's easier said than done.
我知道说起来很容易，做起来不容易。
So how do we do that exactly?
那我们怎么能来做呢？
The apostle says, "Know certain things." So build your knowledge of God.
所以使徒保罗提醒我们说，是把你对神的知识这样的一个基础建立起来。
And don't run away from the hard things like predestination and calling and foreknowledge.
说不要对那些比较难的问题就跑开了、躲开了，比如说预定论的问题。
But understand that that is God. Predestining your salvation, and whatever happens, nothing will ever confuse that.
你要想到说，你的救恩都是上帝预定的，所以不管在理解这个过程中出现什么样的问题，你觉得说，你不应该远离，因为你知道这个救恩是上帝预定给你的。
Then the Apostle Paul actually demonstrates how to do that.
接着使徒保罗就向我们示范说如何来做到。
He acknowledges it all with gratitude.
他说首先要有一颗这个感恩的心。
So we should follow Paul's method and say, God, I acknowledge these things and they're painful and they hurt and they're confusing, but I acknowledge that you are the God who has predestined my salvation.
所以保罗这里告诉我们的第一步就是说我们要确认这个发生的事情，你就认可这些事情的发生。在这样的情况下，你仍然相信说你的救恩是上帝为你预定的。
I confirm that you are the architect who has got omniscience, who knows everything that's ever going to happen, the architect who builds with all power whatever pleases him, the architect who makes sure the building will stand.
那这个就像建 building 的那个建筑设计师。他必须有事先的知识，同时他也有神给他设有旨意的计划，所以他知道他一定能盖一个很好的建筑。
And he does that in this hymn, which I'm going to close with. This is what he says. Yet in all these things, and I'm going to include the fear, and the weakness, and the prayerlessness, and even the slaughtering.In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
所以我要再总结我今天整个的讲道。我又回到使徒保罗提醒我们的：我们要有这个蒙神召的人要有这样的信心，是即使我们在各种的情况下，比如说我们是在有害怕、有软弱，甚至我们的祷告也没有效，甚至我们想到我们如羊被宰杀这样的情形下。
I am persuaded by my calling according to foreknowledge and predestination that neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切世界上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处是低处，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我与神的爱隔绝。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we acknowledge that you are great and wonderful.
主啊，我们有这样的认识，你是奇妙的神。
We turn from thinking about the pain of our suffering.
我们想从不停地在想我们的苦难转成
to the joy of what you are producing in us.
转成你提供给我们的喜乐。
And we welcome that you should conform us to the image of Christ.
我们应该欢迎你所做的工使我们像耶稣基督的样式。
For in this way we give you glory.
因为这样做的话我们才能来荣耀你。
Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen。